You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin. In central China's Hunan province, thousands of school uniforms were recalled by garment factories. This marked a first in the recall of subpar school uniforms in China. And the reason is not for the fact that school uniforms can be pretty ugly, as that is a common complaint, but because they are not safe for students. So let's talk about the safety issues regarding these school uniforms.
Yeah, I thought this had to do with the fact, that they maybe weren't fashionable enough, but that's not the case, right,
Nuong? No, it's not the case. Yeah. Actually, more than 3,900 suits of school uniforms were recalled because they have much of a too long a tie not attached on the suit. That is to say, actually, according to regulation, you can for the clothes designed for the kids at the age above the age of 7, any form of tie or rope between the head and neck area should not have a free end longer than 75 millimeters. That is to say, if you have too long a open end rope attached on the clothes, it's possible for the kids to wrap the tie around their neck, or the tie could cut up somewhere and the kids could trip over and hurt themselves. So there's this regulation saying we cannot have that kind of design for school uniforms. And these schools are pretty, let's say, sharp. They noticed these defections, so they decided to call the factory and have the uniform returned. And all those nearly 4,000 school uniforms were returned and the ties were destroyed.
So it's not, so these school uniforms are not subpar because of quality, but because of design. Mm-hmm. And thanks to Niu Honglin, who found the website for me, I was checking out the photos of the school uniforms, and it looks like a variation of the school uniforms that we used to think is really nice in Japan, like Sailor Moon kind of
navy suit kind of.
Yeah, like that kind of uniform. But actually, these ties are very long, and potentially you can sort of tie a knot at your neck, and if children are playing with it, it could be kind of dangerous. So I think that is the consideration here that needs to, that these uniforms need to be recalled.
Yeah, we have some kind of other examples of attention, basically the problem of attention to details, and to actually follow up to see if they're the same and if this really is that kind of problem. But to kind of emphasize what we're saying this problem may be, attention to details, I'll give you an example. According to NBC New York news reports, in Brooklyn's subway station, I guess people were tripping on the same step located in the 36th Street station in Sunset Park. I guess one of the steps was a half an inch higher than all the others. And this caused even the most well-coordinated person to kind of trip on themselves. This guy noticed it. He got a camera. He saw a bunch of people fall. At first, people laughed at it, and ha, ha, ha. Then they're like, oh, my God, that was me. But basically, just a little bit, a half an inch higher than all the others was able to make so many people trip. So just a half an inch, makes all the difference. I got another story, okay? So over the past year, one unfortunate Heilongjiang family has witnessed 48 car crashes into their yard. That's so many.
Oh my gosh.
Like, where do you live? One begs the question here. And even sometimes, folks, into their home. So you could be having dinner and, that's 47, sweetie. Oh my God, we gotta move. So this is, because on the street near their house, there was a placed right turn of a sudden 90-degree turn. So it was a right turn that was 90 degrees, but this threw off the driver so much that all of a sudden, they would be able to avoid the house, but they just didn't notice it in time, and car crashes would happen. But little attentions to detail. If that turn wasn't 90 degrees, probably that wouldn't have happened. But is this school uniform of the same kind of example?
I think That is a very good question. The school uniform, I think one common thread is shared amongst all three examples is that there is something fundamentally wrong with the design.
Mm-hmm.
And when the design is not great, and then any follow-up of this design will just be adding to that original fault, I suppose. And with these school uniforms,
yeah,
you can't let kids wear unsafe
clothes. And unfashionable clothes.
Yes, that's also a concern for Ryan. Yeah. So I think in so many ways that this keeping the original design perfect is absolutely necessary, and it requires that special attention given to the details.
Yes.
And that is also something that has been hammered in Chinese media recently.
Yeah, and also I think one funny thing is that we've been in this world, I mean, human being has been in this world for a really long time, and gradually we started to have all these rules that we don't understand why anymore, we just follow them. But now I think for most of the rules, we follow them for a reason. If you don't follow them, maybe a car would crash in your yard. It's something like maybe gradually we stopped noticing the reason behind all those routines, but there is a reason, and let's play it safe.
Yeah, actually, New Honglin, I've only been in this world for 29 years.
Oh, really?
So I'm pretty young, thanks, okay? Not a long time, okay? But yeah, I would say if this... It doesn't have to be so black and white, okay? It's a spectrum, okay? And what I'm saying is... These are people, adults, messing up, falling on stairways. This could be older people. This is something where, you know, people are using this every day. Whereas these school uniforms, I wouldn't say are such high-risk stuff. In the case of the family that had 48 car crashes in their yard or home, that's way more high risk than all of them. So I would put the poor family, their home on the far more dangerous side of the spectrum. The middle one, I would say, is this NYC subway. But the school uniforms, I understand kids pull each other like to fight, and that long tie could be dangerous.
Yes, and I think the property price of the home that's just been categorized as hazardous for Ryan, going down, maybe further down after today's roundtable broadcast. Sorry, folks.
Sorry.
Okay, hopefully you're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.